from PRX's tracks. This is Time Storm.
Twins, 12 years old.
Kids, the mission isn't a game.
You're right. And it's a mission that you can't meet alone, Lieutenant Mendez. You need help. Besides, these aren't just any children. They are family.
Let me guess.
Cousins.
How many dozens of family members have I brought into the time storm already? Primos, tios, tias. Every one of them convinced they were having a nightmare or losing their minds. I had to send them right back to Earth. Why should these kids be any different?
Watch this.
It's your turn to load the dishwasher, Benny.
I want to finish reading this comic book.
Oh, same excuse every time you have chores.
You'd probably like this one, Alexa. The main character's Puerto Rican like us.
Really? Let me see. Take back time. American soldier Lieutenant Horacio Mendez is fighting a war on a foreign shore when he's pulled through an interdimensional portal into a time storm.
How cool is that?
I don't do interdimensional portals.
That's me. She said my name. The war, the time storm, the interdimensional travel. Pero how can this be? How does that comic book even exist?
Focus, human. The mission. You need help. And it sounds like this boy will believe you.
Sure, there's a chance with him. But you heard the girl. She doesn't do interdimensional portals.
She'll come around. It is her twin brother, after all.
Twins. Two people traveling together. Yes, twins might work well.
We're in agreement, then.
Yes. I'm summoning Alexa and Benito Ventura into the time storm.
Time storm. Time storm. Time storm. Time storm. Time storm. Time storm.
Witness. Find. Remember.
The hidden past seeks its dawn, showing us that we all belong. Horacio, Alexa, and Benny, take back time, find history in the time storm.
Witness, find, remember.
September 17th, 2017, Newark, New Jersey.
Dinner table rules. Benny!
What? I don't have my phone. It's in my room.
The comic book.
I was about to put it away. No one's even taken a bite yet.
How can you tell if your nose is stuck in one of those stupid comic books?
Oh, please. You're mad because Pa won't let you knit at the table.
Nope. I just don't like comic books.
Better than the boring stuff you read.
Biographies are not boring. Tell him, Ma.
Librarian, stay neutral. Pass the seltzer, please.
Whoa, that storm sure is close.
Bueno, I'm just glad you're not scheduled to fly a plane in this.
Can we turn on the air?
You know the rules. No air conditioning after Labor Day. When I was growing up in Puerto Rico, we just cranked
open
the
window.
That's right. Hey, we didn't have the luxury of air conditioning. Your grandparents didn't believe in it.
Speak for your own side of the family, because we always ran the air in Ponce. In fact, Mommy said they've been keeping theirs running on a generator ever since Hurricane Irma hit the island.
Can you imagine running a generator for a week and a half?
Can we run the air for a minute and a half?
Yeah. There. Windows open.
Hi! Grab the napkins!
Whoa! That's some wind!
Y se fue la luz.
Whoa. Oh man, that tickled!
What just happened?
Where are we?
It worked!
Oh,
Perdón, you're probably confused, but there's no need to be frightened. Oh, I can't believe you're here! Oh, twins, Benito and Alexa Ventura, tremendous!
Do we know you?
Oh, my name is Horacio. Somos primos.
Cousins?
Oh, yeah, right. This whole thing is super sketchy.
Where did our parents go?
They're right where you left them.
Is this a YouTube hidden camera prank?
YouTube?
Oh, please, quit the act. I don't know why you dragged me into this. It's way more Benny scene with this weird fake helicopter.
A helicopter? Horacio? Wait a minute. What's your last name?
Mendez?
Lieutenant Horacio Mendez?
Affirmative.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
No way. We're pretending we're inside the time storm. You're supposed to be Horacio Mendez, the comic book character.
Oh, this is a cosplay thing? That's why you're in that old soldier costume?
Cosplay? What's that?
Dressing up as your favorite character, like you are right now.
Oh, you think I'm just a character from the comic book?
Take back time!
Take back time? Bueno, I do have some questions about this comic book, but no, they must wait. I need to stay focused and help you understand that, one, you are not dreaming.
Are you sure about that?
Two, you are not losing your mind.
This is a weird list.
And three, I'm not pretending to be Horacio Mendez. I am Horacio Mendez.
Whoa!
I was born in Guayama, Puerto Rico. In 1949.
Yep, I'm dreaming. I'm at the table snoring into Maza arroz con pollo.
I was a U.S. soldier in the Vietnam War.
Vietnam? That's intense.
Records show that in 1970, my helicopter crashed after it was struck by lightning. Pero no wreckage was found. That's because the helicopter was yanked through an interdimensional portal. Now I exist in this time storm. I can't go back.
What?
Wait a minute.
Wait, we can't go back.
Oh, no. You can go back. Both of you will go back to that beautiful mess of a world that I miss like crazy. No, what I'm trying to say is that I can never return because...
You're dead on Earth.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, this dream needs to end.
But back there, you're both alive. You can travel in time, and whenever, wherever you arrive on Earth, you'll exist alive as can be. You can help me.
No, we can't. I mean, do you hear yourself? You're asking us to travel in time and change history.
Not change. The mission is to witness... Find and remember history.
Hello? That's what the internet and books are for?
Too many moments and people from our culture have been overlooked, lost, forgotten. Your parents and generations before them were all born in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but we never lived there.
Our ancestors came not just from the Caribbean, but from Africa and Europe as well. All this is in our blood. Part of our identity, wherever we are.
I'll stick to New Jersey 2017, thanks.
You can witness pivotal moments, find the people who blazed our culture's path. We need it more than ever. Think of what's happened in Puerto Rico, how this hurricane's changed everything.
Hurricane Irma?
Irma. What date is it for you back on Earth?
September 17th.
It's too soon. Here. Take this.
A compass.
A barometer made of bronze. I took it with me to Vietnam, and one night it started glowing. That's when I felt its power. I know it sounds crazy, but the barometer's control was so strong, it was as if I had to do it. I flew that chopper right into the heart of the storm.
Lieutenant Mendez, I received word that you've gone on an unauthorized solo flight. This is unacceptable.
I've got a mission, Captain.
Not ordered by the U.S. military. Expedite your return. That's an order. What's that sound?
My mission.
That sound is your mission?
The sound of Tempest.
Ha ha ha!
barometer led me here, into the time storm. See the labels along the edge?
Very dry, fair, change, rain, stormy.
When a time portal opens, another zone appears to complete the circle.
There it is! T-E-M-P-U-S.
Tempus! That's time in Latin.
This is what time sounds like. The sound of tempest.
The barometer's glowing purple.
You're about to return to Earth at the exact moment you left. You both have a choice. The weather will guide you. Remember to check the barometer. There's a knob on top. Press it, Benny.
What will that do?
Wind.
Y se fue la luz.
Are you two laughing at my napkin catching fail?
Yeah, that's it.
I guess it's dinner by flashlight then.
Mira eso. Whole neighborhood is pitch black.
Clara, did you move the flashlights?
They're in the drawer.
I'm looking in the drawer.
Well, I didn't move them.
Alexa, look! The word tempest, it's fading.
No. It's just a stupid toy. It's just a stupid toy.
It's not a toy. It's proof the time storm exists. We were both there.
Put the barometer away, Benny. I'm not joking.
All right. Who's up for shadow puppets?
Sorry, but I...
What's wrong? You were so happy a minute ago.
My stomach's bothering me.
Pues, let me get you some ginger ale.
No, thank you. I just need to lie down.
Here, take a flashlight.
Thanks.
Rami, por favor. Either on or off with that flashlight.
What's it been? About an hour, you think?
I know you're not complaining. Now with family down in Puerto Rico who haven't had power since Irma hit 10 days ago.
It was an honest question. I wasn't complaining.
Sorry, I just feel guilty sometimes, you know?
Guilty? You've done so much with that donation drive at the library.
All of my coworkers are working hard. Bettina's been the best.
I disagree. I think you're the best.
Tommy. Sometimes... I wish my parents would just move to the States.
Well, you know they're not going to leave the island.
Has the airline said anything about that new tropical storm?
Yeah, it's gaining strength. It might become a hurricane tonight.
You're still scheduled for that flight to the Dominican Republic on Tuesday?
They'll cancel if it gets bad.
Irma a week and a half ago, and now this storm? It's Minerva, right?
Maria. Oh, there we go.
Thank goodness.
Oh, finally, light. Come in.
Hey, were you just knitting in the dark?
I had a flashlight.
I found something you might... It's related to history, so I thought...
What is it, Benny?
The symbol on the barometer is a Taíno pictogram.
The sun.
You already knew?
Ma has earrings with the same symbol. I asked her what it meant when I borrowed them once.
Oh...
Are you always going to walk around with that barometer now?
You can take it sometimes.
No, thanks.
Fine.
You want the time storm to be real. The ultimate role play. Live in a fantasy where you don't have to deal with reality.
The time storm is reality. Just different than we're used to. Horacio said we both have a choice. You can choose to stay and I can choose to go without you.
Oh, right. You fly around in some other century. I'll hang here, wondering if you're ever going to return.
You won't even notice I'm gone.
I don't get it, Benny. You're afraid to bike to school alone. But traveling to other dimensions and centuries by yourself? You'd be okay with that?
Nobody would know me there. I could be...
What? A hero?
Not a hero, but more than just some kid who gets made fun of for reading comic books and playing video games.
I'll stop getting on your case about that stuff, okay?
It's not just you. Sometimes I want to be someone else, far away in some other...
time?
Believe me, Alexa, part of me thinks this is all completely nuts.
And the other part?
It wants to time travel.
Okay, have fun.
Have fun?
Let's pretend that the crazy dream was real. It kind of sounds like you wouldn't want me there.
I never said that.
I know you, Benny. Not just comic books and video games. I know you better than anyone. So, if you're looking to travel far away and be someone else, why would you want me around?
Because you're smart. You ask the right questions. You see things for what they are, and why are you looking at me like that?
You're complimenting me. Ugh. You must really want me to go with you.
Don't get a big head about it. You're still a pain in my butt.
Whoa, guess you're done with the compliments then.
You're my sister. If I'm going to travel through time, I want you with me.
If the time storm actually existed, I'd go with you.
Really?
But it's not real. Time travel is impossible.
This episode of Time Storm was written by Danya Ramos, with audio engineering, sound design, and original music by Michael Aquino. The role of
Atabe
was played by
Alicia Rivas.
Horacio Mendez
was played by
Orlando Segura.
Alexa Ventura
was played by
Leilani Figueroa.
Benny Ventura
was played by
Claudio Venancio.
Ramiro Ventura
was played by
Walter Rodriguez.
Clara Ventura
was played by
Jenica Carmona.
This episode also featured Joseph Langham. It's time for our listener shareout. Here is an adventure shareout sent in by JD from New Jersey.
Hello, my name is JD. I want to tell you about this one time I went to Mexico, but since it's about Mexico and they speak in Spanish, I'm going to say hi, my name is John Diego in Spanish. Ready, set, go. Hola, mi nombre es Juan Diego. That was good, right? Hope you liked it. Anyway, my adventure in Mexico was when I went to the dolphin place. The lady who worked at the dolphin place threw fish into the dolphin's mouth, and the dolphin was also a girl. Whenever we splashed the dolphin, it splashed us back. It was so hilarious. I had the time of my life. Then we also went to the ocean, had a breeze, and went all around, ran around the beach. Mexico's so beautiful. I hope I can come back there again. Bye.
Thanks, JD. Those dolphins sound pretty funny. Hey, listeners, we want to feature your voice in an upcoming episode. You can learn more about how to submit a shareout by visiting timestormseries.com. Time Storm is produced by Golcotazo Media and is a proud member of Trax from PRX. Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. To learn more about Trax, visit trax.fm. That's trax.fm. Additional support comes from the PRX Google Podcasts Creator Program. A quick message for our adult listeners. Please be sure to check out our free resources, including episode guides and transcripts, over at timestormseries.com. And if you're interested in more bonus and behind-the-scenes content, we hope you'll consider joining our Patreon community over at patreon.com/timestorm. You can also show your support for the series by sharing it with a friend or leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Time Storm is produced in Essex County, New Jersey, which is situated on the traditional territory of the Lenni Lenape people. As always, thanks for listening.
Witness, find, remember.
So
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.